أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قالوا إنما أنت من المسحرين. الله سبحانه وتعالى spoke of Shu'ayb alayhi salam and the people of Al-Aika, the people in the community to whom he was sent. Al-Aika refers to a forest, and because they lived in an area that was surrounded by a forest, so that is why they are known as people of Al-Aika. They are attributed to the forest that was in the vicinity of the village and the city, the town that they had lived. Shu'ayb alayhi salam introduced himself as the Nabi of Allah. He spoke about developing the fear of Allah and Allah consciousness. And then he highlighted and pointed out to them the crime and the sin that they were involved in, and that was the illegal business practices and the deceit, the fraud and the lying that they had engaged in whenever they were involved in any dealings and monetary arrangements. When he spoke to them, he advised them, they said to him, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مِنَ الْمُسَحَّرِينَ. Ayah number 185 of Surah Al-Shu'ara. قالوا, they said to Shu'ayb alayhi salam, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مِنَ الْمُسَحَّرِينَ. You are only but from amongst those who have been bewitched. Someone made black magic on you. Someone made some jadu on you. Someone has performed some evil spell upon you. What are you talking? Everyone is involved in this. You are the mad one. We are not mad. What we are doing has become common practice within the community. Look at how common the crime had become. That when Shu'ayb alayhi salam pointed it out to them, they actually said to him that someone made some black magic on you, and that is why you are uttering these words, and that is why you are speaking again the fraud that we are engaged in, the cheating and the lie, because no one else has spoken out against it, which means that it became a completely normal practice within the community for them to cheat each other, deceive each other, and betray one another. Deceive one another and betray others. So they said to him, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مِنَ الْمُسَحَّرِينَ. You are only from amongst those upon whom magic was performed and a spell has been cast. وَمَا أَنْتَ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ. And you are no more than a human being. You are only a human being like us. You are bones, flesh and blood. What makes you a Rasul, a messenger of Allah, when you are a man like us, an ordinary human being like us? وَإِنَّ ظُنُّكَ لَمِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Listen, Shu'ayb, we consider you to be from amongst the liars. You are from amongst the liars. You are speaking a lie. You are not a Rasul. You are not a messenger of Allah. And then they said to him, very boldly, they said, fine, you speak about a punishment. You say that you are concerned about us, that we might be punished for the evil that we are involved in. What did they say? فَأَسْقِطْ عَلَيْنَا كِسَفًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Cause a piece of the sky to fall upon us. Bring it on, the punishment that you are speaking of, and the evil consequences of our deeds that you remind us of. Bring it on, we are waiting for it, we want to experience it, we want to see it. فَأَسْقِطْ عَلَيْنَا كِسَفًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Cause a piece of the sky to fall down upon us, in kunta minas sadiqin, if you are from the righteous one, if you are from the truthful one. Qala in qala rabbi a'lamu bima ta'malun. Shu'ayb alayhi salam says, my Rabb knows best what you are doing. My Rabb knows best your practices. I have done what I have to do. I have conveyed the message. I have tried for years to try and persuade you to give up the evil that you are engaged in. You are not prepared to do so. I leave it up to my Rabb. My Rabb knows best of what you do and the acts that you are engaged in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَكَذَّبُوهُ. They rejected him, they belied him, they called him a liar, they insulted him, and they called him different names, and they had given him different titles. فَأَخَذَهُمْ عَذَابُ يَوْمِ الظُّلَّةِ. Allah says the punishment of the day of the canopy. The punishment of the day of the canopy seized them. They were seized by a punishment. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call it? The punishment of the day of canopy. How were they destroyed? This entire community. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Mufassirin explained that Allah allowed them to experience extreme heat. It became very, very, very hot. It was unbearable. The climate was completely unbearable. They neither found comfort within the homes, and they could not even leave the homes because they could not bear the heat that they had faced. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed a mass of clouds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed huge clouds to appear over the nearby forest. And there was a cool breeze under this mass of clouds. And when they saw this, the entire community, because they could not tolerate the heat, the extreme heat that they were experiencing, all of them rushed under that mass of cloud and those layers of cloud. And there they found some comfort, they found some coolness, and the entire community came there at that one spot, and it looked like a canopy. The clouds formed like a type of a canopy, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls it the day of the punishment of the canopy. When all of them had assembled under the cloud, and they were expecting water and rain to fall down from those clouds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed fire, lava, that had come down from those clouds, and it completely burned them down to ashes. The entire community and the entire people of Al-Aika were destroyed by this punishment that had come down from those clouds. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they were seized. فَأَخَذَهُمْ عَذَابُ يَوْمِ الظُّلَّةِ, the punishment of the day of the canopy. إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ, Allah Himself says it was a day of great punishment. It was no ordinary punishment. Can you imagine that, seeing lava and seeing rocks of fire and seeing hot coals of fire raining down from this large mass of clouds until the people were completely burnt down to ashes? Allah says, إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ, indeed it was the punishment of a great day. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ, Allah addresses the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and He says, in the incident and in the punishment and in those people there is a sign for you. Don't engage in the practices that they had engaged in. Don't get involved in deceit. Don't get involved in lies. Don't get involved in fraud when it comes to your business dealings and when it comes to the way you interact with others in terms of your monetary arrangements and so on and so forth. Allah says, in that, why does Allah relate these incidents to us? That we don't make the same mistakes and we don't fall into the same wrongs and the same evils that they had committed. Allah says, indeed, in that there is certainly a sign. There is a lesson. وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite relating to your ummah what the others have experienced, you will find that most of them will not believe. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ, indeed your Rabb is the Almighty and your Rabb is the Most Merciful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.